بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Quran chapter 17 contains two surahs. One is Al-Anbiya, the prophets, which narrates the stories of the prophet Abraham and 15 other prophets that follow. The second surah is Surah Al-Hajj, pilgrimage, which goes back to the prophet Abraham and the Islamic ritual that commemorates him to this day every year. The two surahs together remind us that Islam was neither started nor created by Prophet Muhammad, though he was the final link in a long and rich chain of prophethood, created by and descended from the one, unique, absolute, infinite God referred to in Arabic as Allah. There is something very special about Surah Al-Anbiya, and that is that it contains the mission statement of the entire religion of Islam. In just one verse, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you for nothing but mercy to the worlds. Stressing the universality of Islam and that of all God's ordinances, mercy is our call as Muslims. Let us remember this as we go through cruelty or ignorance or injustice if they surround us, knowing that God is always there for those who seek Him, just like He was for many prophets whose stories are mentioned in this surah, starting with the prophet Abraham when surrounded by fire, which God then ordered to become cold and peaceful. قَالُوا حَرِّقُوهُ وَانْصُرُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Another example is the prophet Job, Ayyub, who was tested by illness and pain. وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Job called on his Lord, "Adversity has touched me, and you are the most merciful of the merciful." فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرٍّ وَأَتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا وَذِكْرَى لِلْعَابِدِينَ. So we responded to him and removed what hurt and afflicted him, and we gave him back his family and the like thereof with them as mercy from us and a reminder for those who worship God. So, is it only through suffering that we are tested? Think of the answer in this other verse. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. We test you through the bad and the good, and unto us you all return. This is a rather eloquent reminder that those who live in an amplitude of health or wealth or kinship, they too are getting tested. An obvious test might be how they would use the blessings that God has given them. Which test is more difficult? Only God knows. And getting tested through abundance may be harder than hardship. Now I'd like to change tune, if I may, and take a look at this chapter from the perspective of science and biology. Three sentences stand out as facts which were not known to people when the Quran was revealed 1400 years ago. So for those that think that Muhammad came up with the Quran, this is a good counter argument, let alone that he was illiterate and couldn't write. The first sentence, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. Have those who disbelieved not considered that the heavens and the earth were a joined entity and we separated them? So this is as close as it gets to what is now known as the Big Bang theory of creation. One mass, big explosion. Second, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. We made from water every living thing. Now we know that there can be no life without water. Third, the beautiful miracle of the creation of a human life. The clear outlining of all its stages from the moment of conception to the time we die. For anyone who went to medical school, this sums up an entire curriculum, the formation of an embryo, birth, growth, and development and aging, all in one verse. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِنَ الْبَعْثِ فَإِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثم من نطفة ثم من علقة ثم من مضغة مخلقة وغير مخلقة لنبين لكم ونقر في الأرحام ما نشاء إلى أجل مسمى ثم نخرجكم طفلا ثم لتبلغوا أشدكم ومنكم من يتوفى ومنكم من يرد إلى أرذل العمر لكي لا يعلم من بعد علم شيئا. O people, if you should be in doubt about the resurrection, then consider that indeed we created you from dust, then from a sperm drop, then from a clinging clot, and then from a lump of flesh, formed and unformed. And we settle in the wombs whom we will for a specified term, referring to the months of pregnancy. Then we bring you out as a child. And then we develop you that you may reach your time of maturity. And among you is he who is taken in early by death, and among you is he who is returned to the most feeble age, so that he knows nothing after once having knowledge, referring to someone becoming senile through the process of aging. Most of us have experienced this in our families or loved ones. Death at a young age and aging. Both can be very difficult. But one needs to remember that neither choice is ours, except for the artificial prolongation of the dying process in a terminally ill person, which sometimes happens in the medical environment. The age at which we die has been predetermined to us by God. And fortunately, none of us ever know when that time will be. I guess the message is, on the one hand, be ready in this life for the afterlife, because death can happen anytime. And on the other, enjoy life righteously, because we may live a lot longer than we think or want. In both cases, one needs to remember that the choice was made for us by God, and what He accepts for us, we have to accept as one of the pillars of our faith, the belief in destiny. الإيمانُ بالقدر خيره وشره. Let us heed the lessons which the Quran continues to teach us. And let us pray for God's help to apply them with love, remembering that our mission as Muslims is to be instruments of God's mercy. We have sent you for nothing but mercy to the worlds. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Thank you.